New research suggests overweight or obese people are subjected to prejudice and negative stereotyping that can be described as weightism. The findings say that individuals are stigmatized due to their shape or weight in school and healthcare and work online or just walking around the streets. Suggests that this can have devastating effects on them. What do you reckon? Do you think weightism exists? The commentators Niamh Horan and Emma Wolfe with us today. Niamh, good morning.
Good morning, good morning. How are you?
And Emma Wolfe, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Do you think it exists, Emma?
I know it exists. I've done lots of research on various of my books for this, and I was speaking to a woman who says she's obese, and she says that she can't exercise in public, she can't go to classes, and she can't run in the park because people laugh at her. She can't go to the swimming pool. So what she's trying to do is lose weight and be healthy, like everyone tells her, and like her doctor lectures her every single time she goes to the doctor. And instead, when she goes out in public, even buying a sandwich, even sitting down on the bus, weightism and body shaming is prevalent everywhere. And it's very, very hard to understand what that's like. That's how she describes it, that it's hard to understand if you've never been overweight. But it isn't just people shouting at you in the street or laughing or jeering at you. It permeates every single aspect of your life, the feeling of shame and the feeling of guilt.
Yeah, I 100% agree. I think absolutely people judge other people on their weight, but I don't just think that, and it's confined to people who are overweight. I think it's everybody. We judge people within a couple of seconds of meeting because it's our way back from survival mode. It's the way we have it's to help our instincts to kind of to see, can I trust this person? Can I respect this person? And a lot of that is done by body language and yes, appearance. And there's like a whole raft of studies to show this. But it's not just people who are overweight that are subject to this. And I would say as well that yes, they do. And people can't help what they think at an instinctual level. But they do consider them lazy and a couple of other things. Are they right? No, absolutely not. More often than not, they're wrong. But they do make these decisions. And even when they look at, political kind of voting and that, people can see whether I trust somebody by their face, by their body, by how they carry themselves.
Trust somebody by their body?
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
How does being fat mean that you're less trustworthy?
No, I'm saying that with people who have like wide kind of cheeks and big eyes, like baby faces, that they're seen as more trustworthy in politicians and people who have...
It's well known. It's called the attractiveness premium. And it's well known that people who are pretty or attractive and, yes, slim and fit do better throughout their lives. In fact, they are convicted less often in criminal courts. There's a massive stigma throughout life. They do better. They do better in school. They do better in university. They get better jobs. They have a higher income. So
but
attractiveness and being slim,
people who are tall as well, for example,
a huge advantage in life.
I get. I've told this story before, but I will tell it again because it really winds me up. There has been more than one occasion over recent times where I've been sitting out in a restaurant eating my dinner as a fat man, and someone has come over. I'll tell you one woman. She came over. It was in Belfast City Airport. And she lifted the plate off my table. I don't know this woman. And she said, "You're too fat to eat that."
Oh my God.
What do you say to someone like this?
But that's completely outrageous.
And then you're in a supermarket and they come up and they pat your belly. Oh, look how fat you are. Look how fat you are.
Well, that's what they do to pregnant women as well.
And you kind of think, look how ugly you are. Look how skinny you are. But I wouldn't say it out loud, of course. I wouldn't say it out loud.
This is what this woman explained to me, that even buying a sandwich, it was as though she wasn't allowed to get hungry because she was obese. And that's completely ridiculous, as though she wasn't allowed to sit down on the bus because she was being lazy.
Can I just make a point? It is unfair, yes, but this is the world we live in. This is the reality we live in. Okay, so if you want fairness, you're living on the wrong.
But it doesn't work, Niamh. The point is, it doesn't work. Making people feel ashamed of their bodies doesn't work.
Nobody can make you feel ashamed unless you allow them. And the other thing I'd say is that if you have something within your hands that you're able to, you think that you can do that would have health benefits as well, then why not? Put your best effort into it. I'm not saying that it's not a struggle. I'm not saying that it's not difficult.
Right.
But I wouldn't see, why you would just throw your hands up and say whatever.
Niamh and Emma, thank you very much indeed. So there's a question for us this morning on the phones. Do you think weightism exists? Have you got examples of it happening to you? Or maybe you've done it on a fat man or woman. Right, 10:05. Good morning to you. Here's Michael in Derry. Good morning, Michael.
How are you, my friend?
Terrible.
Brilliant show today, I have to say. Very good, sir.
Stephen. Do you like it?
Oh, Stephen, I have to say, very good. Now, listen, you and I have met a few times. Well, you couldn't forget me, but Stephen, I'm 21 stone.
Oh my goodness.
I was 11 stone, and I stopped smoking, and I put on weight, and my doctor doesn't worry about it, and I don't worry about it. I'm sitting here with a beautiful big dairy turnover. The next time I'm up at your show, I'll bring you up a couple. Stephen, there, something else. But I just a wee point.
A dairy turnover?
Stephen.
What is a dairy turnover? That actually sounds quite...
Oh, Stephen, you and I could sit with a nice cup of tea, no sugar, nice milk.
What is a dairy turnover?
Puff pastry wrapped with strawberry jam or lemon curd, and then loads of icing on top of it. Think about it, Stephen.
And does it taste differently than a London dairy turnover?
No. London dairy turnover is just as nice.
Would it be?
Hold on.
Are you sure it wouldn't taste different?
No, Stephen, honest to God, here in this city, we...
Would a London dairy turnover not have more jam?
It might have more lemon curd. Before I go, I want one thing I want to say to you, and the people who talk about this fatism, my friend.
Yes.
I have no issue with my weight. Do you know why?
You need to have an issue with your weight.
No,
you're
I don't.
You're really fat. You're 21 stone.
Stephen, do you know why I don't have an issue with my weight?
Why?
I will not be carrying the coffin, my friend.
No, but come on. Are you not worried?
No, genuinely. I was up in the lovely Royal not so very long ago with a doctor I'm a building contractor, and I have to get tests every year for my insurance. My cholesterol's 3.2, my heart rate's normal. Do you know what they actually
nonsense.
Said to me?
This is nonsense.
Stephen, as God's my judge, I can show you the results. Stephen, do you know what they actually told me? Do you know what he said to me? Because I actually queried on it, and I said, well, you know, I'm fat. I know I'm fat. I'm not stupid. I know I'm fat. And he said, well, all I can say to you, he said, is, and I didn't know who he was. I had to Google him. He said, do you remember a man called Patrick Moore? He was on the television. And I said, no, I didn't. For my sons, I didn't.
Remember Patrick Moore?
He said, he's a very big man. He says, he died at 94. He says he was 26 stone.
Well, you'll not be getting anywhere. You will not be getting anywhere close to 94, 21 stone.
I don't want to live down 94, Stephen.
Why not?
I'm a legend as I am. I'm a legend there as I am. Everybody stops me in the street and said, should we hear you on an Owen show, and we hear you talking to Stephen Owen? You're nearly as big a legend now up here as I am. Just grow a beard and you and I could be twins, except I'm a little bit older than you right now.
I wonder. Yeah. If you think about it though, there aren't very many fat models, right?
Exactly.
There aren't very many fat TV presenters. Have you seen a fat newsreader, for example? I can think of one, actually, but probably be wrong of me to say it out loud.
I can think of one too, yes. But I'm just thinking, when your big show goes back on television, I could go on and be your sidekick. But we'd need widescreen. We need really serious widescreen TV.
No. The BBC's resting the big show at the moment.
Maybe they have to rest. They're the best, you know. We have to just you tick, you know.
I've said it before that if Nolan Live was on air every week, the problem the BBC would have is it would show up the other shows every week. What the BBC likes to do is drop me in, and before anybody notices that the figures are that big, they take me out again.
But you couldn't do it every week. Sure, but listen, how could you do it every week and then run around the beach in Santa Monica and your orange and green Speedos that you wear?
Peter, good morning.
Morning, Stephen. How are you?
Well, I was okay until he started talking about Speedos.
I'll just point up. One of the ladies on your show there got it right. It's not just people who's overweight that has an issue in society. I'm a male. I'm what I would call the thin ice on the security industry. And I used to get mocked by people coming into my work the size of me, being so thin or being not one of these big hunks that goes about in the security work.
Yes.
And used to try and take advantage of them, saying, you know, what are you going to do? I'll slap you in too. I think underweight people need some recognition, or people who feel they're underweight. I've never worn a pair of shorts in public since I was a wee kid.
Because you've got skinny legs.
Well, people would say I'm fit, but my own perception of my body, I don't like it. I would say I'm thin, and
that's
I don't like that. I've never worn shorts in public since I was a wee kid.
That's interesting.
It's the opposite end of the spectrum for people who's overweight and getting body shame. I feel the total opposite. Because I think I should be bigger, I should be heavier.
That's really interesting, actually, Peter. Thank you. Michael, are you still there?
Yes.
Do you know what I meant to say? This is, I noticed this the other day. I've got, and I'm wondering if this is weight. So I'm wondering if, as a fat man, you've got this too.
Big man, I'm not fat.
Let me finish the point. You are fat. You're 21 stone. I've got a dent in my leg. So if I look at my left leg, there's a dent in it. Like it's caved in a little circle.
Oh, very sad, what that is.
And I wonder if that's weight.
No, yeah, it probably is, but no, it is. Do you carry your wallet in your left pocket?
Good morning, Alex.
Hi, Stephen.
Stephen, I think we've moved away a wee bit from what I wanted to talk about. You're the lady who did some research on a large lady. I prefer the word large rather than fat, actually, but that's just a personal thing.
Yes.
She couldn't go out running or whatever, and lots of things she couldn't do without being laughed at. I find that terrible, but can I just say, after 7 years living 5 minutes from Hyde Park, it was hardly a morning I wasn't in it. Running, taking the dog, I had some reason to be in it, for my own sake, for walking, not so much running. I've never seen a single soul stop to look at anybody, large or skinny or whatever. Mm. They were getting on with their own thing, minding their own business and doing their exercise.
Yeah.
So I'm a wee bit just surprised. Now, Hyde Park, you probably well know, is the biggest park in the UK.
Yeah.
And if there's one, there's 1,000 in it at any one time, running, jogging, whatever. They're not interested in how big people are. We mind our own business for the most part. That thing you mentioned about having your plate removed.
Yes, can you imagine that woman?
Where did that happen?
That happened at Belfast City Airport.
Oh, well, Lennon, yeah. Without being rude, but I suppose you would expect it there. Rather than at Heathrow, perhaps.
What do you mean?
Well...
what are you trying to say about Northern Irish people?
Well... They might not have been at the airport. They could have been.
No, this woman was from Northern Ireland. You would expect it in Belfast as opposed to London. What are you trying to say?
You do tend to get more observations from folk, you know, really. In London, there isn't the time, really, to be looking at other
people. The other thing quite a few people do, actually.
I don't know
if they mean this as a compliment or an insult, but quite a few members of the public would come up to me and say, "Oh, Stephen, you're not as fat looking in real life as you are on TV." I think, is that an insult?
Not really. It's because you're a personality. You're well known, Stephen, and they would spot you. You see out of a crowd, probably.
Alex,
never mind the size. The size is irrelevant.
Alex, thank you, sir. Thank you, Stuart and Claugher. Morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Stephen. I just want to share a quick story with you.
Yes.
But before I get to the main point, my granny, sadly, she's passed away now. She was a stickler for weight. She never really ate that much. She always, she come from a time where, you couldn't be overweight or you couldn't move. You wouldn't be fit to do much. I was sitting having a meal. I think it may have been my granny's birthday. It may have been her 80th. I can't remember now. But I was sitting down to a meal and, I had a bit of weight on at that stage. And just before the soup came out, my granny thought that when she was talking that she was low, but she wasn't. Everybody could hear her. She said, "Look at Stuart. Look how fat he's got." That's even before I got my main starter. So it sort of put me on a sort of a... I thought about going on a diet straight away at that stage. But listen, an old school friend of mine I bumped into one time. I was on a bicycle doing a bit of exercise, and he said, "You're working hard there." I said, "I am, trying to keep the weight off." He says, "Listen," he said, "he'd rather be overweight and happy than skinny and unhappy."
Well, listen, thank you very much indeed. We're trying our very best not to bring Norman and Bangor on today.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, there's a girl.
Stephen, that voice haunts me. Stephen.
Yeah. There's a girl runs around my road for the last 5 years with a personal trainer, and she hasn't lost an ounce of weight. You know why? Because it's her body mass. Most of your weight's made up of your body mass. Now, when I'm out, I never hear anybody getting insulted about their weight. So I don't. And I have seen fat people, thin people. And I work with thin people. And sadly, they're no longer here today. And I'm still here. And I'm overweight. So I am. When your time comes, you'll go no matter what weight you are. And that's Father Michael's right. Enjoy your life. eat what you want to eat.
What were you
doing? What you want to do?
What were you doing, Norman, looking out your window, assessing the body mass of this lady?
I used to go out with a dog in the morning when I had the dog.
What happened to the dog?
The dog died, you see. So it was thin and it died. So it doesn't matter whether it was fat or thin.
What did the dog die of?
Oh, that old age and complications. So it had. But this girl on her personal trainer, I used to meet them every morning and say good morning to them. And that girl never lost an ounce of weight in the 5 years that I have seen her running. Every morning at 7 o'clock, she was out running.
Were you taking measurements in your head?
And I knew by looking at her, Stephen, it was her body mass. Most of your weight's made up of muscle in your body. Some people are broader than others. Some are thinner than others. And it's not... not all fat, so it's not. So people need to remember that you could be big, but you're not fat. And what it's doing is driving young ones, and they're getting insulted on the websites because of their weight, and it's driving them to be anorexic, where they don't want to eat. They want to be as thin as they can, and they need to stop this obsession with weight. Just get on with your life. Whenever I took my heart attack, I was only 10 stone. I'm now 15 stone, Stephen, and I'm still here. And all my friends that were thin are long gone.
Oh, for goodness sake.
You know, so it doesn't matter what weight you are. When your time comes, you'll go, no matter what weight you are. I just enjoy my life, get on with it, and forget about my weight.
Always nice to talk to you, Norman. Thank you very much indeed.